Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
66 years ago this month, Grand Rapids, Michigan became the first city in the world to add fluoride to its drinking water. Soon, studies confirmed what researchers expected to find. The rate of dental decay in the teeth of kids born after fluoridation dropped significantly. And toothpaste manufacturers quickly added fluoride to their products.
Time for bed. You can brush with Colgate Linofresh Gel.
I love that minty taste.
Me too. And Colgate helps fight cavities. With this.
You mean MFP fluoride?
Yeah, that.
The maximum fluoride protection a toothpaste can give.
And it tastes great.
Colgate Regular and Winter Fresh Gel. Two great tastes, maximum fluoride protection.
Today, nearly all toothpaste contain fluoride in high concentrations, and it's added in small doses to two-thirds of public water systems in the United States. But now the federal government is taking two unprecedented steps to reduce the amount of fluoride you consume. The first, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, wants municipalities to cut the amount of fluoride in their water systems by more than 40%. Dr. Howard Koh is Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS.
Cavities have dropped by 30 to 50%. Oral health has improved. Kids go through less pain and suffering from requiring teeth to be removed. This is a very well-studied public health achievement. In fact, the CDC described water fluoridation as one of the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century.
So why does the department want to reduce the amount of fluoride that municipalities are putting into their water?
It used to be that Americans received fluoride from a single source, drinking water, but currently we are now seeing that people can receive fluoride from several other sources, such as toothpaste and mouth rinses, in addition to drinking water.
Well, what's the problem, if any, of putting fluoride into the water? Why would you want to reduce the amount?
There are some unwanted health effects, something called dental fluorosis, which is manifested by some changes in the external appearance of the teeth. These are generally very mild, barely noticeable by health professionals and dental professionals.
My understanding is that a large percentage of the population, especially kids who are exposed to fluoride, get this enamel fluorosis or dental fluorosis. It's something like 40%, and it can be serious.
Well, in the vast majority of cases, these are barely noticeable markings on the outside surfaces of the teeth. Doesn't affect tooth functioning, doesn't affect taking in foods for nutritional purposes. So we believe that the best way to proceed to maximize public health benefits is to make this adjustment, and that'll improve benefits for the future and reduce fluorosis as well.
What other adverse health effects are there, if any?
There are no definite links between fluoride and any systemic illnesses. There is a condition called skeletal fluorosis, but again, the EPA sets its maximum allowable concentration levels to make sure that skeletal fluorosis does not occur. So the major area that we're focusing on is very mild dental fluorosis that we hope to reduce with this new announcement.
I was looking at the National Academy of Sciences. They did a study back in 2006, and they say skeletal fluorosis, that is a rare disease. But they do say there's a consensus that fluoride can weaken bones and increase the risk of fractures. They also cite a fact that a Chinese study shows that there's a reduction of IQ in kids, that it may have endocrine-disrupting effects. And then they cite a lack of studies in many areas, including, you know, immune effects and kidney effects, gastrointestinal. That doesn't sound like a clean bill of health to me.
Well, again, all those areas have been studied very closely by major scientific groups over many, many decades. And there has been no definitive causative link between fluoride and any of those systemic illnesses. The only area is skeletal fluorosis, and that is why the EPA sets its maximum allowable concentration to make sure that skeletal fluorosis does not occur in the United States. So when you add it all up, what we're talking about is barely noticeable dental fluorosis that we want to reduce even further with this new announcement.
Dr. Howard Koh is an assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The U.S. EPA is also taking action on fluoride. The agency has reevaluated the health science of fluoride and is taking steps to ban it in pesticides used to fumigate grains, coffee beans, dried fruits, and nuts. Now, in the past, critics of fluoride were marginalized as nuts, like General Ripper in Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, who claimed fluoride was part of a conspiracy to introduce a foreign substance into our precious bodily fluids.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
You realize that in addition to fluoridating water, where there are studies underway to fluoridate salt, flour, fruit juices, soup, sugar, milk, ice cream, Mandrake, children's ice cream.
Actually, today, fluoride can be found in virtually all processed foods in the United States. And critics include Nobel Prize-winning scientists, dentists, and health researchers. Chris Neurath is with the Fluoride Action Network.
Basically, dentistry and public health said, wow, the panacea, a silver bullet against cavities. And it didn't really matter whether there was ironclad evidence that it was really working or not. Once it got going, it had a life of its own, and it's continued.
Does fluoride prevent cavities?
The evidence is actually much weaker than the government has said. Their main explanation for it, they say, cavities have drastically reduced over time in the United States. That's absolutely true. Then they go and say, well, fluoridation has been added over time, and so therefore it must have been fluoridation that did it. Well, go to almost every other country in the world, developed countries in Europe, they do not have fluoridation. And their cavity rate has declined exactly the same or more than in the United States. So the argument that fluoridation is the reason our rates have declined over time, it can't be supported when you look at beyond the United States.
I was reading a National Academy of Science report from back in 2006, and it does not give fluoride that's in the water a clean bill of health by any stretch of the imagination. Am I right?
Absolutely. That report listed dozens of health effects, several which the committee said were reasonably likely to occur. For example, in China, there's been a lot of studies on fluoride and IQ, lowering the IQ in dozens of studies now. People who defend fluoride say, you know, they're not good enough studies, but they have not done their own studies.
Well, so what's the concern with this type of fluoride that's used as a fumigant and insecticide?
The insecticide is called sulfural fluoride, and the EPA has now said that their latest health risk assessment that there's too much total fluoride exposure to children in the United States, so much that they are not going to allow this pesticide to be continued to be used.
Why is the government moving now? I mean, for so many years, it just said fluoride, put it in water, put it in toothpaste, put it as a fumigant, and yet we've got these two actions happening almost at the same time.
Well, Fluoride Action Network, the group that I work with, has been objecting to the sulfural fluoride pesticide for about 10 years, and we've gone through the administrative procedures at EPA. We finally had enough, and we have threatened legal action. Previously, they had said that exposures were safe. Now that they're admitting they're not, we feel that their current decisions have vindicated what we've been saying all along. Even if it does benefit teeth, it absolutely doesn't have to be in the drinking water because 95% of toothpaste has fluoride in it. When it's in toothpaste, you can spit it out. You never have to get it into your body where it can do the harm to your bones, potentially to your nervous system, to your teeth. It does its positive things on the surface of the teeth, which is where it needs to happen to prevent cavities. When it's added to the public water, it is basically medicating people without their informed consent. FDA would never allow a drug to be added to drinking water, but that's exactly what it is.
Chris Neurath is with the Fluoride Action Network. Just ahead, a new way to desalinate the sea and lessons from the oceans. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.